Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 217 for December 19th, 2006, the Optimus Mini 3 keyboard. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, welcome to the Daily GizWiz, Dick DiBartolo with my friend Leo Laporte. And it's Leo's turn today because it's Tuesday.
I'm down here under the desk looking for something. I'll be with you in a minute.
You see, now today I didn't act like you had a piece of crap. I mean that you hadn't really put some effort into this.
People, sometimes I got a lot of emails saying, "Give Dick heck."
Oh, wait a minute.
Liked the last one.
You know what? There's nothing that we don't show or talk about. I got more hate mail on Bob. Remember,
People liked Microsoft Bob?
People liked Microsoft Bob.
Heaven for Fen.
I know. All right. So, and then Leo, what very unique, unusual Turn the Table Tuesday gadget, a Turn the Table Tuesday trinket. I needed a T. Turn the Table Tuesday,
Tuesday trinket. I like it.
Yeah. Turn the Table Tuesday trinket you have today. What is today's Turn the Table Tuesday trinket?
I'll tell you what today's Turn the Table Tuesday trinket is. Oh, it's starting to sound like...
Tell.
This is starting to sound like a Spice Girls CD. Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. All right. There has been... There is a company in Russia called the Art Lebedev Studios that has been promising a wild keyboard for a long time. And frankly, I'll be honest with you, I thought it might be a little bit of a hoax. Okay? I'll be honest.
Okay.
The idea is that each key on the keyboard wouldn't in fact be a regular key, but a screen.
Oh, wait a minute. You have this?
Wait, now, don't be... Oh. Hold on. Hold your horses there, Mr. Gizwiz.
Oh, wait.
So this was the idea. So it was going to have, you know, full, whatever is 110 keyboard. Each one would be an OLED screen, and then it would know what program you were running, and it would change it sensibly. Word processor would be QWERTY, of course. But if you're doing Photoshop, it would be Photoshop keys. And you'd have pictures of the icons, you know, on the keyboard. It would change. And they are planning to do beautiful OLED color screens.
Right. Ignore that.
That's Art calling, saying, "Hello, right. Dick, it's right, ready. Right. The keyboard, come get it right now. It's okay. It's done." So I thought, you've seen it, right? And they said it'll cost roughly what a cell phone costs, and they've been talking about this for years.
Yeah,
I get
twice a week. Someone sent me in the photos. It looks unbelievable.
Well, and that's the thing that always kind of got me was this: the company is known for its design, its graphic arts. Obviously, anybody with good graphic arts skills can make up something like this that looks very real, and that's what they did. These were Photoshopped. But guess what? They have a product. There really is a product. It's not the full keyboard. It's only got three keys. Okay.
Okay. Is it the guy's keyboard?
No, but it's very cool. It's the Optimus Mini 3 keyboard. ThinkGeek is now selling it. Okay. It is in stock, and I actually played with one. Callie Lewis brought it up to call for help. And Callie Lewis of GeekBrief.tv, who is just a wonderful person, has been doing the co-hosting duties on Call for Help the last few months. And she brought it up, and I got to play with it. And I have to say, it's for real. This is no fake. It is three OLED screens, which means the color's beautiful.
Oh, OLED is great.
Yeah. Now, the resolution isn't super high. They're only 96 by 96 pixels. And it does have animation, but it's only 3 frames per second. So, you know, 16-bit color. So, but it senses what you're doing. You can put a little, you would like this. It has a weather setting, so you can see the weather in the keys.
How big are these keys?
They are, they say 20 millimeters by 20 millimeters. So what is that? That's maybe about like a 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch. They're not huge. They feel pretty robust. I was a little worried that if you're banging on a keyboard with OLED keys, you're going to, you know, break them. But these are pretty robust. Now, they're bigger than a regular keyboard's keyboard key. You can have different layouts by holding the Control Shift Alt Shift or Control Shift keys on your regular keyboard, so it changes it. So basically, it's a gimmick. It's three hotkeys that, you know, you can have, like, in one window you can have the current weather, another window you can have the time in Tokyo, another one, you know, the CPU usage, or you can have Internet Explorer back, home, you know, refresh keys.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it keeps,
I mean, it's very trick looking.
You're seeing it now. Yeah. I mean, it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It's expensive.
$160. I think really, I'm not saying I recommend this. I think what I am saying is, whoa, these guys are for real. They're planning to do products.
Yeah.
And that's the thing to me that's the most kind of amazing about the whole thing is, yes, they actually are
people
doing
who need everything, and money is immaterial, because I would love to have one of these. It's pretty what is the case? Is that aluminum or the,
yeah, no, yeah. It looks aluminum. It's a plastic case.
Oh, okay.
USB key. USB connector.
What connector? Okay.
You're beeping in there. You know that, right?
Oh, okay. You're the only one that can hear it. You and the rest of America, but I can't.
All your high-end hearing is totally gone. It's shot. He has no hearing in the high end, so he has no idea what is going on.
My hind end, what?
Your hind end hearing is, hello, Dick, you can't hear.
Oh, I'm sitting on my microphone, Leo. I'm so sorry. Okay, now I hear you.
You laugh, but you know, that's exactly what happens on Windows Weekly almost every week. Paul Theron sits on his microphone.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's kind of become a game. How you know, we take bets. It's a drinking game. How long before Paul sits on his mic? Anyway, okay. I think, you know, you're right. It's too expensive. It's not that useful. It reminds me of, I don't know if you ever had the little knob that Griffin sells. What's it called? The Power Mate.
No.
It's the same idea. It's actually beautiful. It's an aluminum knob with a USB key. It's for Macintoshes. That's probably why you didn't have it. And it glows blue. And you could press the knob or you can turn the knob. It does two things, press or turn. But it's a beautiful thing to have. And I bought one.
Oh, and it does nothing?
Well, it does. You could have it. You set it up so that the press is turn off the volume, mute or unmute, or volume control, or depending, you know, it's good. I got it for a video editing because you can use it to scrub the video. But then it also glows blue on the base so that you can have it set so if the CPU is working hard, it glows brighter. It's like that. It's kind of a useless but interesting user interface gadget. So,
well, okay.
Hey, the main thing is they're making it now, which means the keyboard may be on the way.
Yeah. Now, the keyboard would have to be really expensive, right?
Well,
in other words, every one of them's going to be an OLED screen?
Yeah. I mean, now we have some idea. They always said it'll cost what a cell phone costs, but we now know they're talking about the Dolce & Gabbana jewel-encrusted gold-plated cell phone. It's the Paris Hilton cell phone we're talking about here. That's the thing you got to understand now. Ladies and gentlemen, George Wood brings you the Daily Gizwiz Singers and a plea for letters.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Happy holidays from all of the Gizwiz Singers.
Yes.
Okay, girls. Take 10. You can have a cigarette. Okay, they'll be back later.
Okay, our letter today is worthy of being its own mad minute. Dear Dick, I was horrified to hear you discussing a joke wireless extension cord on a recent podcast. I believe it may have polluted the market for an invention I have just perfected.
Oh, please. Is Nikola Tesla on the line?
Was hoping to bring to the market shortly my new wired power sender. Oh, I'm hearing my voice back.
Oh, I thought I turned that off. There you go.
It will change.
Don't you like hearing your voice back?
No.
Okay.
It'll change your life. First, you plug in the patented power sender into any outlet in your house.
Patent pending, not approved yet.
It's a tiny box, barely larger than a compact automobile. I told you, this is
not legal in 14 states.
That's right. This is very funny. It's got a lot of blinking lights on the outside and science on the inside. And that's the tagline we're going to use for the retail packaging.
Science then, on the inside.
Science on the inside. Then here's the fantastic part.
Yes.
You plug in the patented power receiver into any outlet in your house.
Yes.
Connect any standard appliance to one of the power receiver's six outlets.
Yes.
Through the advanced, through the use of advanced technology.
Advanced technology?
Right. I've compressed the patented power receiver circuit into a package that is indistinguishable from a cheap strip outlet.
Wow.
That's pretty good. A cheap outlet strip.
Yes.
And here's the amazing part. You can plug in as many power receivers as you want.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Power sender is $799.95, and the receivers are just $99.95, slightly higher for the 50-cycle model. I hope to bring it to the market as soon as I find some well-heeled and not too bright venture capitalists. Do you happen to have anybody's number at Alfco?
Yeah, it's an Alfco, all right.
It's an Alfco.
Yeah.
And then he ends by saying, please sign the enclosed non-disclosure agreement. Oh, wait! My lawyer said you're supposed to sign that first.
Oops!
Rats! Oops. I just gave away my secret.
Oopsies!
Oopsies. Anyway, Bob, that was a very funny email.
I love it.
It's sort of our replacement for today's Mad Minutes. And since people might not have heard yesterday's Daily Gizwiz, please send us a letter why you didn't hear it. And second of all, we're on this week, and then we're going to take 2 weeks off.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, we got to mention that.
There'll be no Mad Minutes this week because we're trying to sort out which is new and which you already heard. But we'll be back on the air or back on the netcast starting Monday, January 8th.
Yes, we will. And don't
But we're on the rest of this week. We have all new.
All new. Don't worry. Don't worry. You don't have to go through withdrawal yet. Prepare your withdrawal now. And a reminder, of course, the Scott E. Vests are still available at that, what did I say what the discount was? 20%?
Twit. 20%.
Yep. Use the twit 20 coupon code.
We call it the Twit 20.
The Twit 20. Just go to ScottEVest.com, and we have a link in the show notes and on the website at twit.tv. We're getting close to the holidays. If you've got a geek in your life, this is a great gift. I wear Scott E. Vest everywhere. I really do. You can see me.
I wear mine, too.
Yeah, I wear it all the time. I told you I have the Scott E. Vest t-shirts that
I have one, but I haven't worn that yet.
They're cool because they're regular jersey t-shirts, but they have a little zippered pouch kind of on the collarbone there, which is great for like an iPod or your cell phone. And I was going out one day and my wife said, you're not going to wear that t-shirt to the party, are you? I said, no, this is my formal t-shirt. See, it's got the zipper. And she'll never let me forget that, I think. So, Dick, that was our Turn the Table Tuesday. It's over. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, for another great Daily Gizwiz. No Mad Minute. Remember, don't feel depressed. They'll be back in 2007. Thanks,
and
Dick.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Dick. I'll see you later.
Okay.
I'm just teasing
you. When we come back, we're gonna be so out of step.
Never. We're like never, clockwork.
Never. Oh, okay.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye. I'll be here.
D A I L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.